Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I want you to see, first of all, a new residence. We see a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now, the word new does not mean new in existence here. This word new, N-E-W, it means to renovate or regenerate. Something completely fresh. It's kind of like, turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter number 3. Peter talked about this. Verse number 10. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are in them shall be burned up. So Peter mentions this about the earth and even the heavens, talking about the heavens, the sky, where the birds fly. And I even believe it's talking about the second heaven. Because man has set foot on the moon, okay? Sin has touched it, and God's going to clean all that up. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, Peter mentioned heavens, okay? We're talking to somebody here the other day, here after Sunday school, about three heavens that's mentioned in Scripture, about the third heaven. There's the first heaven that we see. That's the birds. They fly in the heaven, the sky. The atmosphere in which we breathe, that's the first heaven. The Bible speaks of that. There's a second heaven the Bible speaks of, and that's the heaven that the sun, moon, and stars dwell in, that atmosphere called outer space. And still, it boggles our mind. Two Sunday nights ago, where Dr. McAllister talked about how big God is and the creation and how far these planets are, how many thousands of light years away it is. And again, Doc, I can't even fathom that. And it just, it's endless, because God is endless, all right? At the same time, there's a third heaven, and that would be the abode where God dwells. Paul talked about that he was caught up into the third heaven. Remember that one? He said, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. But remember, he was stoned there at Lystra. And there, while he's laying there on the side of the road in Lystra, the Lord had brought him up into the third heaven. And Paul was able to see some things that he later said, it is not lawful for me to speak of, for me to utter. Matter of fact, he made these comments, eyes not seen, nor ears have heard what God has prepared for us. He saw some things in heaven, in that third heaven where God dwells. Well, when we see here in verse number one, we saw a new heaven and a new earth, and Peter talks about it being covered with fire, dissolved with fervent heat. Remember in the days of Noah that this earth was covered with water, completely covered with water. And I believe that, by the way, that the earth is completely submerged in water all those days. But we see here now, instead of being covered with water, it's going to be covered with fire, which is something the Bible does not speak of. And again, it's supposition, but I think we're on safe ground to say. After the millennial reign of Christ, there's going to be people here on earth. Saved people now, okay? What is he going to do with those saved peoples here on earth while he's burning this earth, so to speak, with fire, dissolving it, you know, and cleaning all this up? What happens to these people here on earth? Well, that's no problem to God. I think I'm sure he's going to take them to heaven. They're going to be up there in heaven while he's redoing this earth, so to speak, reconstructing it. And again, I like that word, renovate, regenerates it, that these folk will be in heaven. Do you think that's a problem to God? No. So we see that that God creates a new heaven and new earth, not new in existence. Now, he does not blow this earth apart and creates a new one. Matter of fact, we read in the Old Testament that he created this earth not in vain. He had a purpose for this. Well, he's just simply going to clean it up and renovate it, regenerate it in freshness. Matter of fact, Jesus spoke of this in Matthew 24:35, when he said these words, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And I believe that. Matter of fact, we're going to get into something in Zephaniah chapter 3 Paige's husband, Dennis, yeah. Dennis, at least I remember Paige's name. Dennis is in Zephaniah this morning before Sunday school. And I told him we're going to be in Zephaniah 3 in just a minute about some things here. But anyway, he creates a new heaven and a new earth, God does. The first heaven and the first earth and even the second had been contaminated by sin. And then I want you to notice also that there will be no more sea. Presently, we're told that the oceans, the bodies of water, covers about two-thirds of the earth's surface by the seas and ocean. It's covered. Well, when we see this, the earth is going to have no more sea. I take that very literally. And every time I read this, I joke around with people like Ada, who loves to take these cruises to the Caribbean, and the others, enjoy your cruises now because they won't have them on the new heaven, new earth, because there'll be no more sea. We won't have a Pacific Ocean. We won't have the Atlantic Ocean. Why? Because it would all be one landmass. Let me take you back to the book of Genesis. Remember when God created all this heaven, and I'm looking back there at a map. If you was to slide Africa in with where North America and South America meet, and Australia would go up under there to the east side of Kenya and up under Europe, it would and all that, it would fit together like a puzzle. Have you know that? The Bible tells us in the days of Peleg, not Peg Leg, not P-E-G-L-E-G, but Peleg, P-E-L-E-G, that God divided the continents. See that in Genesis. So it was a slow, I don't know how he did it, but he's God. He created it. He can do whatever how he wants to do it. But he divided the land. So now you have Africa over here, south of, well, you can see it back there and how it would all come together. Well, when he creates a new heaven and new earth, there won't be these oceans, these big Pacific, Atlantic, and all of the Mediterranean, all of these other oceans that you see, these large bodies of water, because the Bible says there'll be no more sea. The seas, the oceans divide people. There's a lot more to it than that. I could stay all morning on this part. The seas divide people. Well, during the new heaven and earth, there will be no division. We're all going to be one. Matter of fact, while I'm talking about that, I want you to see something. I was going to talk about it later, but this is a good time to talk about it. In Zephaniah chapter number 3. Zephaniah chapter number 3. Let's begin in verse number 8 and 9. I want to draw something to your attention that a lot of people probably have overlooked, and I showed this to Dennis this morning. Zephaniah 3. Remember, he's creating a new heaven and a new earth. Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, unto the day that I will rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. Again, this is talking about the tribulation, gather everything together. And then at the end of the millennium, all of these nations come together and God destroys the unbelievers. All that's in telling here. Upon even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Verse number 9. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. That word consent literally means all together in one mind, shoulder to shoulder. Okay, the reason I brought that here at this time, when he says there's no more sea, there will be no division among people. And for eternity, the Bible talks about, I will turn to the people a pure language. Again, you see that the word language means lips. I believe in eternity, we will all be speaking the same language, pure language. I doubt very seriously it's going to be English, because I can't even talk it well. I don't know. Hebrew, I don't know. I don't even want to speculate. But whatever God started with Adam, again, this is my thought. I always think about this. Every time I give you my opinion, I let you know it's my opinion. I went to Bible college years ago. I went to Bible college in 1994, 5, 6, somewhere in that. That's a long time ago, 1994, 5, 6. Yeah, because I went to Kenya in 97. Anyway, one of my favorite Bible teachers, Dr. Rick Adams, he said, opinions are like armpits. Everybody has two and they both stink. I've never forgotten that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.